Utah teachers aren't required to teach students about the events that transpired on September 11, 2001, but at least one school in South Jordan makes it a priority. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Eighth graders in Kim Player's American History class spent the morning participating in a ceremony for the 9/11 Day of Remembrance, Patriot Day. Now in class, they're talking to Mrs. Players. She asks Walker Millett to tell the class what he knows about the day of the attacks.
These people go to the front of the ship and hijack the plane and start taking it totally off course.
They crash into some of the most famous buildings in the world, he says.
There's another plane that crashes into the Pentagon. And then the fourth plane, they realize what's going to happen. And so these citizens go to the front of the plane, take the plane over, and crash it in a field in Pennsylvania.
That last part about the ordinary people risking their lives to save others, that's when their eyes light up. 13-year-old Jordan Heumann says he gets inspired by the heroes.
You see these clouds of dust and smoke, you know, coming down the streets. So you see a bunch of people running away from it. You see a bunch of people running to it. You know, firefighters, policemen, trying to get as many people out as they could and trying to help everybody.
Players talk to her students about national security and prejudice against people of Islamic faith. She told them the country at the time had a false sense of security.
There are few moments in history like that. And honestly, I hope that you don't experience one in your lifetime, but you probably will.
Students told Players they believe the country is safer now. They're not scared, but they're definitely curious about what life was like before it took so long to get on an airplane. Whitney Evans, KUER News.